This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Drivers should expect some pretty high numbers at the gas pump. Colorado's average for a gallon of unleaded gas is around $4. That's about 15 cents higher than this time last year. Skylar McKinley is with AAA Colorado. He says that's a sign of a healthy economy.
Gas prices tend to fall when Americans aren't driving because they've either lost their jobs, they're no longer commuting, or they can't afford to travel, and we just have not seen that.
Colorado's gas costs are on par with neighboring New Mexico and Wyoming. States further west are seeing even higher prices due to supply constraints. A U.S. House lawmaker from Colorado is proposing a new law to make it easier for hospitals to distribute the life-saving overdose reversal medicine, naloxone. Representative Brittany Pedersen says she hopes her family's story of addiction and recovery can help save lives.
I'm hoping that me sharing my story, my mom's story, will help reduce stigma, bring empathy and understanding, but it takes a lot of work to get that out there.
Pedersen's proposal is called the Hospitals as Naloxone Distribution Sites, or HANDS, Act. The legislation would require government health programs to cover hospital providers to distribute naloxone to those at risk. A missing Colorado man has been found dead at Glacier National Park. Search crews found the body of Adam Fusilier at Reynolds Mountain Friday morning. Park officials say his family last heard from him on Tuesday. The 32-year-old Castle Pines man was reported overdue from his climb in the area the next day. The cause of death is under investigation. You're listening to CPR News.